The founder of Bob Jones University, Dr. Bob Jones Sr., was one of God's great warriors for the faith. The message you will hear now, recorded during his earthly ministry, illustrates the firm conviction that whatever the Bible says is so.
My friends, this is the 23rd message in a series of 52, which I'm bringing along the line of what the Bible says. Did you know when you turn to the Bible, you can find a solution for every problem in life? You never meet a temptation. You never meet a problem of any kind. But what the Bible will tell you what to do with it. You can have, in this world, a clear understanding of what it means to be saved. And a clear understanding of what the Bible says about hell, what the Bible says about heaven, and what the Bible says about how to stay out of hell and how to get to heaven. These things are so perfectly clear. You can understand all of those and become a Christian and make a mess of your Christian life because you simply do not listen to what God says to Christians about how they live. And most of what we read in the Bible has to do with a Christian and this world as he gets through this world. Now, as I think I said to you once before, I travel in foreign countries. And when I'm in a foreign country, I usually have a guide. This guy tells me the value of money as it's compared with the value of an American dollar. It tells me different things about this and that and the other. I'm a stranger in a foreign land, so I'm studying it. Now, the same thing holds here in the Bible. A Christian's a pilgrim and a stranger. He's passing through this world. As I go through this world, I need to know what I'm going to meet. And God tells me in the Bible what to expect, how I'm to meet this problem, how to meet that problem. So a large part of the Bible is given up to this. Now, he tells us what's ahead of us. He tells us about heaven and the hope of heaven. And tells us about sorrow's ending and so forth and so on. But he also tells us about what to do with everything that comes up. How to manage a home. How to manage business. Now, I want to call your attention to what the Bible says about temptation. Now, the Bible makes it plain that you in this world will have temptation. In this world, we have tribulation, the Bible says. And I was thinking of that recently, tribulation. Nobody ever got through this world without tribulation. Jesus had tribulation. He was born. They had to slip him away right away, try to hide him, keep him being killed, you know. Yeah. Well, you see, he had trouble. He went through the world like that. He came down and faced the foe like we face the foe. And he did this and he conquered the foes. So he tells us how to conquer. He said that he overcame and we can overcome. He says if we do certain things, we'll win. If we don't, we'll lose. All right. Now, what did he tell us about temptation, though? Well, he told us the flesh, the Word of God tells us, the flesh produces corruption. Now, wait a minute. The flesh. That's man in the raw. Now, you just turn the flesh loose, and you don't have to encourage it, you don't have to push it along. Just let it go. It'll produce corruption. You have to hold back the flesh, restrain it. Even a Christian is supposed to crucify your flesh, crucify yourself, put yourself on a cross, reckon yourself dead, say. But now, people today are doing things that God told them not to do. Like, for instance, we are told to avoid the very appearance of evil. Now, let me stop just a minute. If a man is a sinner, doesn't believe there's a heaven or a hell, and never does go to heaven, but goes to hell when he dies, he would get through this world much better if he would read the philosophy of the Bible and live up to it. There are certain things in the Bible a sinner can do. It won't take him to heaven, but it'll help him get through this world. He's told in the Bible certain things. And our forefathers, when they came to America, accepted that philosophy in education, in schools. They taught subjects and they said that now you learn this because it's good for you. It's not easy, but that's the reason you need to take it. You live in a hard world, you better learn it. And the Christian philosophy of life, while a great many of them were not Christians, was accepted as far as was possible for a sinner to carry it out. Of course, sinners can't very well carry out this philosophy in full. But the old-time discipline in the home was a sideline in the philosophy of the Bible. It wasn't always a Christian philosophy fully, but they did teach children to mind. They did teach children to do what they should do, and they whipped them if they didn't do it. And this world is filled today with human wrecks that could have got through the world much better. They're not Christians now. They could have got through the world much better if they had listened to God. Now, for instance, there's one thing in the Bible that's perfectly clear. We are told in the Bible to flee youthful lusts. The flesh produces corruption. All right? Now, you take your child and let your child expose himself to all kinds of fleshly lusts. They used to protect them and shield them. Young people brought up not to express themselves, but to restrain themselves and crucify themselves and deny themselves. Now we are told to flee youthful lusts. That's clear in the Bible. Now, Christians to flee youthful lusts, he might ruin his testimony, and might ruin his life and hurt himself in this world. Many a young person today would have gone to hell long ago if he had not been protected and hadn't been taught to flee youthful lusts. Now, the fellow deliberately goes and exposes himself to temptation he doesn't have to meet and keeps on doing it, sooner or later will catch on fire with the fire of sin. They play with fire and go to ruin. That's what's happening in America right now. People come along and say, well, now, express yourself. Let them have self-expression. They've got a right to live their own life. What have you got in America? You've got all sorts of looseness, wild parties, drinking young people, getting drunk, reckless folks, cars wrecking, all sorts of things going on. You know, I've met recently tragic things and I just could hardly endure to think about. Two girls from good homes. One lived in one city, the other in another city far away. And they were supposed to be Christian homes, but they didn't follow this injunction to flee youthful lusts. And these two girls went out, and their mothers won't know if we'd let them come to Bob Jones University. They'd had children born out of wedlock from good families. We said, we can't take you here. People send their young folks here to this school to get them away from the young people that live like you've been living. We couldn't take you. We couldn't knowingly take you here. You've got a little baby that you gave away, tried to never let the world know anything about it. See? We couldn't do it. No. Now, those girls were not bad girls, naturally. They were pretty nice girls. One of them was exceptionally attractive. One of the saddest things I ever saw, I had prayer with them. Did all I could to help them. All right? Now, what's going to happen? Now, those girls could have been saved. Those girls could have been kept from ruin if they'd listened to Scripture. If they'd have been fleeing from youthful lusts, those two girls could have grown up to be nice women, and they'd have lived wonderful lives. They could have been converted, could have been Christian women, could have someday married some Christian man, built a Christian home, and there'd been no skeleton in the closet of the past. Now, you'll get through this world better if you listen to the Bible. You're told to avoid the appearance of evil. You're told to flee youthful lusts. If you go and put yourself in the way of temptation, you're going to fall sooner or later. Even Christian people are going to fall into sin. Just as sure as I'm talking to you now, you're going to fall. Now, you better watch your step. You better watch what you're doing. All right, we're to flee youthful lusts. That's one thing. Now, that's clear. What else? We're to avoid the appearance of evil. Avoid the appearance of evil. See? If it's just thing walks up on us, just avoid it. Don't go out looking for it. Avoid it. Stay away from it. I knew a man one time who was a converted drunkard. And this man talked to me about it. He said, I've been saved. I used to drink whiskey out of a bum. And now I run a mission. But he said, I never go in a saloon to get a bum. He said, I send somebody in the saloon to bring him out. I try to get him saved. But I don't go put myself in the saloon there and see the fellas drinking, smell whiskey. As far as I know, I don't want any. But that's my old place back there. You know what happened? That was Christian philosophy that man had. You know, you're reading the Bible about the dog returned its vomit and the hog to the wall in the mud. The hog did that because it was a hog. If that hog could have been turned into a sheep, he wouldn't have gone back to the wall. You know, if that dog had been turned into a nice, different kind of an animal, he wouldn't have gone back. The folks usually that go back like that are folks that are just sinners, that's all. They pretended to be born again and maybe thought they were born again, but they didn't, see? When people are saved, they have an affinity for different things. They love God to speak off one to another. You know, there's something about being born again that makes you love a good environment. Somebody said not long ago, said, I wouldn't go to Bob Jones University. Some girl supposed to be a fine Christian said, I understand they're so strict down there. We're not strict. We just have rules on which Christian people should live day by day. They should live right. They should be decent. We don't have any wild parties down here. Nobody smokes cigarettes on the campus. We don't have anybody drinking around here, selling liquor and drink it. You can't say anything against that. Have the happiest young people in the world. You'd be happier in the world if you'd do what God told you to do. And yet you've got young people all over this country. They go along, even some of them call themselves Christians, you know. Go to wild parties, necking parties, all that kind of situation. They violate the scripture. Flee youthful lust. Don't run into the arms of wicked things. Turn your back and go the other way. If you don't obey this injunction in scripture, even though you're a Christian, you're going to get burned by the fire of sin someday. Just keep that in mind. Now, what else? Well, we are tempted by the devil. See? Man's tempted sometimes by his own lusts. He's led astray by what's in him, his own inclinations. But the devil works in a different realm. He works in the realm of religion. You find the devil always appeared. He came to Adam and Eve and told them that they were wrong about their religion. He told them, said, you can live your own life and all that kind of situation. So you find the devil in the realm largely of faith and religion, see. And he's getting in today all sorts of things, saying you don't have to believe all the Bible. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do the other. Well, you better listen to the word of God. You better resist the devil. You're not told to run from him. He can outrun you. But you're told to flee from youthful lust. But you're supposed to resist the devil. He told you how. The only person that was ever victorious completely was Jesus Christ. He resisted him with the word of God. If you don't resist with the word of God, you can't resist the devil. Jesus turned to the word of God to resist it. The devil's quoting scripture today, false scripture, perverting it, changing things around. What you going to do as a Christian? Answer him with scripture. Don't deny his existence. Admit his existence. But tell him he's defeated. He's been conquered by the Lord Jesus Christ. And he'll give you grace to conquer him. You can live the kind of life you ought to live. You can live victorious over youthful lusts if you'll obey God. You can overcome the devil if you'll do what God tells you to do. He told you how to do it. Resist him. Resist him in the name of Jesus Christ. I resist the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. And you can have victory. Our Father, help the folks who have listened today to this message to heed it, to surrender their lives to you, to be faithful to you, to be yielded completely to you. Help us to learn how to live by reading the word of God as we go through this world. And keep us true in all things. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You've been listening to The Word of Truth with Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., a man who went to his heavenly home after more than 70 years of influencing thousands with his compassion for souls and the Word of God. Dr. Jones once said, "Every successful man I have ever met had come at some time under the dominating power of a great truth." The truth of this statement has been repeated countless times as Christian men and women have discovered success as they have applied the dynamic truths of the Word of God to daily living. Thousands of graduates of Bob Jones University claim one of Dr. Jones' biblical chapel sayings as their dominating truth of life. These chapel sayings, now in booklet form, can be yours free for the asking. The address is Word of Truth, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614. Listen next week at this time for another message from the Word of Truth, sponsored by Bob Jones University.